In this bulletin, the Medivac bill passes the Senate. Scott Morrison approves the reopening of Christmas Island Detention Centre. And El Chapo found guilty of drug crimes spanning more than 25 years. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The medical evacuation bill has passed the Senate after securing the support of Senator Darren Hinch. The legislation will make it easier for asylum seekers in offshore detention to be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. Senator Hinch says while he has some doubts, he's on board.
What really swayed me was the amendment, which I was surprised that the Greens agreed to, and that was the one that it'll apply only to people who are currently on Nauru or are on Manus. That is a sort of a reverse grandfather. It just stops there. So it's not an encouragement, I believe, to boat people or to the people smugglers.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Christmas Island detention facilities will be reopened. Mr Morrison says a range of measures have been put in place to strengthen Operation Sovereign Borders following briefings from Australia's security agencies. He says the Christmas Island facilities will be reopened as a contingency measure.
We have approved putting in place the reopening of the Christmas Island detention facilities and a series of compounds there, both to deal with the prospect of arrivals as well as dealing with the prospect of transfers.
Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo, has been found guilty of drug crimes spanning more than 25 years. Prosecutors allege the 61-year-old Mexican smuggled more than 200 tonnes of cocaine into the United States in that period. After a three-month trial and 6 days of deliberations, a jury found him guilty of all 10 charges he was tried on. Guzman is now facing life in prison and will be sentenced on June 25. The FBI's Assistant Director of Charge, William Sweeney, praised the conviction but says it has come at a great cost.
Today's verdict was a powerful statement, both on behalf of victims across the globe and countless law enforcement officers who lost their lives fighting and tracking and hunting this individual.
More casual workers will be able to request a shift to permanent employment under legislation introduced to Parliament. The legislation means all eligible employees will be able to ask their boss to move from casual employment to permanent. The bill extends from the decision by the Fair Work Commission to provide eligible award-reliant casual employees with a right to request to convert to full-time or part-time employment. In other news, refugee footballer Hakim Al Arabi has spoken for the first time since arriving back to Australia. Mr Al Arabi was detained in Bangkok on November over alleged vandalism offences in his native Bahrain. The 25-year-old touched down in Melbourne yesterday after Bahrain cancelled an extradition order against him. The footballer told SBS he feels famous thanks to the international support that led to his eventual release.
They came to me to talk to me. You should be back to Australia, and they told me don't say anything bad about the countries, not just in Thailand. But I told him I didn't talk anything. I just want to back to Australia. I scared about Bahrain. They told me, yeah, you have to go to midnight and you will back to your wife in the morning. But at that time I was scared because I am not believe Thai police because they promised me 2 times and I was scared. And now I thank the God come to here.
One person has died and another 10 are ill from flood-related illnesses caused by the monsoonal rain that hit Townsville. The individual died from melioidosis, which forms in floodwaters littered with bacteria and dirt. Queensland's Health Minister Julie Mudd says the scale of the flooding is likely to result in additional water-based infections and more cases of the condition. People are being warned not to get floodwaters in any cuts and scratches as it's heavily contaminated with bacteria and likely to carry infections. The elderly and those with existing chronic conditions are also urged to stay away if possible. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 32. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 22. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 19. A possible afternoon shower in Hobart, and 18. Fine weather in Canberra, 24. Mostly sunny for Wollongong, 24. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 25. Hot and sunny in Brisbane, 36. Much the same in Cairns, also 36. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.